Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. I have Anne, Maria and Sue in studio, collectively the Noolas. Thank you all so much for calling in.
Thanks for me.
Thanks, Greg.
You're playing in the Ballard Theatre tonight. Is it your first time in the Ballard?
Yes.
It's a beautiful setting. Oh.
We,
gonna have
we
a fantastic...
saw a visual of it. I mean, picture.
Oh, God's sake. Could you dumb it down for us a little bit, please? Yes, that's fine. Right. Stick that where you like.
Oh, I love a big mic.
Okay, now it's Saturday morning. So, you're going to have a great gig tonight. Since we mentioned that you were coming up to Donegal, there's been a massive interest in it. Tell us about this show that you're putting it on and how you put it together.
Well, we've been on the road for years and
well,
years.
Well, the girls have been on the road for 21 years. Well,
yeah. 95, wasn't it?
Yeah. We got together in 95. We did 7 years. We broke up. We got back together again. So how do we put together a show? We've got fabulous
loads. We sit down, we make a very large pot of coffee.
Yeah.
And then we roll a few cigarettes.
Yes.
And
it's comedy songs, and they're essentially three country characters
and chat. Do you know, it's like a hymn sandwich, as they say about church services. It's like a hymn sandwich, except they're comedy songs and chat, and we do it in character.
Yeah, I've seen you, and thankfully we've all got trousers on this for this
performance. Lots of sequins, lots of glam.
Do you love that side of it though? That it's a chance to really maybe even go a little bit over the top with the outfits and the makeup.
Yeah.
But it's
I love Noola dressing, because I usually go around in combats or whatever.
Yeah. And so you can really go to town.
We don't know we're going to be on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We can Photoshop in some sequins.
We don't get invited anywhere. It's posh. So going on stage is actually a posh invitation to a party.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to just.
I mean, it's brilliant music, brilliant harmonies, okay? And then there's the comedic side to it. Does one sort of compete with the other? Do you ever think, right, this is a brilliant melody and this is a brilliant song, if we just change the words a little bit, you know? Do you understand where I'm coming from? You're happy that you're going constantly with the comedy and
the
music?
Well, I think that like people have just sort of said after the gig, they've kind of gone, the fact that you do rehearse the songs and write the songs with the melody and harmonies and everything to the nth degree, that is juxtaposed to the funny lyrics. That's what makes it so funny, if you know what I mean. So it's a proper song. It's not just
and
going,
what I'm getting
is,
between the lines from what Greg is saying, he's suggesting we could be millionaires.
If
we had a series of emotional songs.
But you know, artistic people get drawn in all. Yeah, exactly. If it was about a breakup and everything.
We
but
would love to be millionaires.
Exactly. Well, she'll listen if you work.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, money messing. No, not at all. I will never be a millionaire, and I don't do the lotto, so it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can change this all the time, and be how important is it to be current and relative to almost, you know, the month that you're in?
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, you have to kind of refer to it, but I wouldn't say we're necessarily political. So it's not that kind of comedy, really.
Yeah.
But
we won't
you do
be talking
to stay
about
current.
The border, Brexit.
No, I didn't mean that
Brexit
kind of stuff.
United
but you know,
Ireland
we do have a new song called DUP.
How new?
DUP, but it doesn't stand for
Erling Pastor.
I think it's DUPWTF, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they can't come up with an agreement. They must have heard this song and it's thrown the cat amongst the pigeons.
Yeah.
So what could people going tonight expect? I mean, obviously people have seen you and they know the Noolas, they know it's quality, but for those that haven't seen the full show, do you know what I mean?
You know, some people, they might be expecting chorus lines and tap dancing and pyrotechnics and maybe an orchestra. So
laser lighting and
Laser lighting. So there's none of that.
No.
Absolutely none of that.
Feather boas? Any feather boas at least? No.
But there we have absolutely fabulous dresses, absolutely fabulous shoes,
fabulous hair, fabulous contact lenses, and it's a combination of there's improv, there's a kind of Noola world. There's a kind of Noola world that we've created. So you're kind of stepping into that world. The world is trees.
It's very unique, isn't it? And that's probably why it's hard.
It's hard to explain.
That's part of the success, but that's why it's probably hard to explain, because it sounds a bit sort of...
Well, we'll put it this way. We have been described as a cross between Little Mix, The Saturdays, and The Blind Boys of Alabama. And I think that's kind
that
of...
That kind of sums accurate.
That's quite a cocktail.
Yes. I think what happens is people come to the gigs, and anyone who hasn't seen it's a lovely thing to chat to them afterwards, yeah, because we do sell merchandise after the show, CDs and fridge magnets.
Excellent.
For sale. Oh yeah. And which we will be selling in flesh, if you want to come and say hello after the gig. And I think they go, oh my God, it's not what I expected. I didn't know what to expect, but it really wasn't what, it's just more than, it's, so that is why it's hard.
It's very entertaining.
It's entertaining. Mm. And yeah, it's also, it's very relatable, all the topics that we sing and chat about.
And we do chat to the audience a good bit.
We do, yeah. And actually, for any men who are being dragged along, it's funny as well, because you can kind of see the very start, their face is going, and then they just enter into it and laugh in their heads.
But
up
it's
like
also sexy as anything. I mean, it is. In
it's
fairness,
sexy,
it is. Yeah, so
funny.
Guys, don't come along. Come here.
Is there any one of you discussing amongst yourselves? I mean, I have my opinion, but which of you is the most sexy on stage?
Oh, no,
is there
just
a competition in that regard, or is it just equal?
No, because we all wear the same dresses, so we're all the sexy.
I don't do the sexy myself.
I know. So you could go along to the Ballet Theatre tonight and see the Nullers. It's the all. It's their spanked up show.
All spanked up show.
But we have two tickets and it's a fabulous prize actually to give away, and it's our last chance we're mentioning it now, or our last time we're mentioning it now. If you can go tonight, or if someone close to you would love to get along for a great night, you answer the following question: in what theatre do the Nullers play tonight? Text or call your answer now to 086 60 25 000, 07 491 25 000. I presume Donegal audiences are the best.
Of course.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's gorgeous up here.
This really is.
The countryside is so beautiful.
Yes, and it has been described by National Geographic as the coolest place on the planet. Yes.
Coolest place on the planet.
Which we totally agree with, because we're always feckin' freezing when we come.
Well, today might be an exception, but I wouldn't discard the Cardi just yet. You're going to sing for us, are you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant.
This is a genuine treat. It's brilliant.
It's a little. It's about the constant struggle us ladies and men have with the old,
with the old ways.
Take it away, so.
Yeah.
Are we doing the whole thing?
Why not? Yes.
How are we for time?
Why? Because we have another 15 minutes to go. We've got to fill the time.
All right. Okay.
I'll just give you a measure. Yeah. 2, 1, 2, 3.
I counted points and weighed stuff out. I bought a muzzle for my mouth. A man put a balloon inside my gut. It's not a healthy way to live. After overdosing on laxatives, I gushed and shot that balloon right out my butt. Oh Lordy, I tried Weight Watchers, it never worked for me. Paying hard cash to be told, don't eat Mars bars by your tea. Each week I'd step up on the scales and wonder what was wrong. Because I couldn't count them points, and I live right beside a KFC.
There's a Supermax the other side of me.
Instead of losing weight, I'd pile it on. I went to a party with a chocolate fountain. I said, no way, I'm calorie counting. That's Satan's liquid. It goes straight to your thighs. By 10 p.m., I was shaking. I stuck my tongue in the devil's temptation. By 10 past 10, I drunk that becker dry. My jelly belly's permanent. I ain't got no willpower. I paid for gin fees for. Light of limb, running free in skinny jeans in a land where there's no calories. But damn that hypnotherapy, I woke up and I never.
I was still fat.
I've always been a hefty chick. I realized when I was 6 there was more to me than all the other kids
put together.
They call me Fatty Lardy. And blubber butt, chubby cheeks and chubba bubba, wobbly wonder and thunder thighs. I asked my mama why, and she said,
Nuala, it's because you're big boned.
I'm just a big girl, that's just the way I am. My mama, she was big boned. In the eye and don't
don't cry every time she sees hot apple pie. Cause she can't have it like I can with cream and fudge and chips and flan. I love me just the way I am. So Giselle and Cheryl.
Absolutely brilliant. It's hilarious. It sounds awesome. But it's also a two-fingered salute to really what a lot of people have to go through too, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
I mean, it is true.
It is true, isn't it? Yeah.
We are subject to all that nonsense every day with magazines and rubbish.
Of course. If you don't look like this, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So we are here to prove a point tonight.
Yeah. Definitely.
In our dresses and our Spanx. Thank you very much.
And I can see you all itching to sort of be standing up. We're sitting down here, which I imagine is quite difficult.
Yeah,
but you're all itching to sort of, and that's where the sort of the fans come into it, the audience come into it as well too, because I imagine the gestures are as much as part of the whole thing. Do you have a laugh writing this stuff? Because it would be a shame if you didn't.
We spent ages writing that song.
Oh my God. Yeah,
but anyway, and then we thought it wasn't good enough, and then one day
it wasn't working for some reason, and then one day just clicked. I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Then they can take. It's bizarre actually how the different journeys the songs take and how long they can take to write. Some can come quite quickly.
Yeah.
If you've got a good concept, a good comedy idea.
And some of our ideas, there was one song we spent months working on about a man who lost his double glazing business and opened up a pasty shop. And people did not get that. And
it
then
just
he,
didn't work.
You and just then, had to throw it out. It's just not working.
We thought it was hilarious singing this.
I think the problem might be pasties, you know. Pasties are a bit of an English thing.
Yeah. Well, there was one shop in Dublin, the Cornish pasty shop, which I noticed.
Just one, like.
It was on Dawson Street, it's gone.
But then the other side of the coin is you can write something, you kind of go, oh yeah, that's cute and funny, it's, you know, mightn't be a hit, and then you go and sing it and it's a huge hit.
A new song, Breach, about a woman who lost her farm doing
beauty blogs.
She spends so much money on Botox and surgery that she loses her farm.
It's brilliant.
And
how abstract can you go though? Because you know, I have a feeling some ideas that are so far out of the way. But then again, that's pretty far out. You know, losing
your
farm.
But that's the world, this is the world.
And it's the funny thing about surreal stuff. It's stuff can sound really out there, but there's always some thread, isn't there?
There's always a thread of truth in it, and that's why it's funny.
And it might not necessarily be the truth about precisely what you're singing, but it could be a metaphor for something else as well.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's a lot of elbows, fellas getting elbows throughout your shows, you know, where women say, see?
It's a girl. It's a good girl's night out as well. It's really let the hair down and just
I was actually watching an old bit online of your snoring stuff.
That's very funny. Yeah, I mean, it's, and also I think the three different characters we've kind of, you know, I'm married Nuala, so she's got all that kind of, you know what I mean, all the kind of giving out of Fintan, and then there's sort of eternally single Nuala who's, you know, online dating, and then there's kind of cohabiting Nuala who's been kind of with her boyfriend in the flat.
You couldn't do that snoring bit, could you? Is there time? It's just so funny. I was watching it. I know there's a lot of vocal. It's just about when you're in bed with your partner and they're snoring, but it's so funny. You're just talking
That's
about
quite it. The setup, though. I mean, I'd be like, shall I?
Nuala has been married to Fintan a long time, and marriage is tough. It is basically, it's doing stuff, Greg, that you don't want to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All the fucking time, basically. And Fintan, but there's a lot of compromise. I don't know if you have a snorer at home, do you? Have you a snorer?
I probably would be the snorer myself, if I'm going to be honest with you.
It's torture. Hello, Facebook. It's absolute torture. I mean, you're lying there in the bed and all you can hear is the... You know that one? There's a load of people listening to that now going, jeez, that's me.
Yeah.
And but I don't know. I don't know if anyone's out there and they have a partner. And they do this thing where you're just. I mean, just as you're about to kind of put a pillow over the head, they'll do this thing where they'll just go. And they'll stay silent for ages.
It's called sleeping apnea.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just thinking to yourself, oh, God almighty. And you're looking at them wondering what the hell is going to happen next. And you're there going, oh, geez. And then suddenly they'll do this thing. That's just Vinton, the way he does it. And you think to yourself, oh, Christ, he's alive. But that's basically my life.
It's brilliant. But what I don't understand about snoring is why do both people have to be awake? I know it's awful if it's a relationship one person
because
snores.
Because it wakes you up.
Yeah, but I think if you fall asleep first and you're a snorer, it's very unfair for you to be woken up. There's no point. At least one of you is getting a night's sleep,
but
no?
What happens to what does the other person do? That's what I'd like to know.
I treat it like a lullaby, I don't
this
know.
This material came from reality.
Yeah, I love that. That's
I'm getting some head shakes here. I was only joking,
That just gets such a reaction in the audience.
Of course! Yeah. There's not anyone that cannot relate to that.
Yeah,
be it a man about a woman or a woman about a man.
When it's not the man saying that it's his wife who snores, because I suppose women don't want to...
They don't do things like that, women, do they?
No, we don't do things like that.
Can we squeeze one more in, do you think?
Ooh, we do.
Just in case we run out of time, the Noolas tonight are at the Bala Theatre. If you can get along, do. You're guaranteed an absolutely fantastic night. There's absolutely no doubt about that. On so many levels, it's the show, the visual aspect of it, it's the musical aspect of it, and then it's the wit that and the gags that people can genuinely relate to. It's real stuff, isn't it? It's real stuff.
Yeah, it is.
God, yeah. Somebody can play the guitar. And the piano.
We have recorder. Sorry, just to entice people into the gig, we have recorder, piano, two guitars, mandolin, and kazoo,
ukulele.
Ukulele and kazoo.
Well, if that doesn't get people to buy the last couple of tickets available, I don't know what might.
The kazoo and the ukulele. I mean,
unbelievable.
Yes.
Could you resist that?
No. We do a bit of Ireland if we.
Yeah. Have we got time? You could play us. Yeah.
We can play out with it anyway, but.
How did it go?
Oh, what's the first line?
Ireland. It's you and I,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, Easter. By the way, can I just say, I'm not farting. It's this chair.
You can't start stealing my excuses now,
and anyone
now,
who's
you know?
Actually bought tickets are now giving them back.
Just don't light a match. I'm just saying.
Ireland is a lovely place. We've ranked top 10 as a friendly race. There's little sun, so no melanoma, but it's nice and warm thanks to Port Namona.
We're not posh like England or suave like France, but we'll give you a stew and a jiggy dance. There's a fiddler in a pub, always ready to play, cos it's pretty much raining every day.
Ireland, Ireland, no tsunamis like Thailand. Come and enjoy the safety of the Emerald Isle. Is a chatty place. We say one thing to your back and one thing to your face. When things get serious, we'll make a joke and buy another round. That's why we're all broke.
We're not sober like the Yanks with their Coca-Cola, but we've no TB and we've no Ebola. Some people say we like to suck too much,
but at least we're not boring like the Germans or the Dutch. Ireland, Ireland, as long as we've a drink, we're smiling. Come and get paralytic in the Emerald Isle.
Ireland is a cultural place. We've got Marian Keys and W.B. Yeats. Nobody speaks it, but we have our own language. We've no haute cuisine, but we do a good sandwich.
The men are ruddy and the women are stout, but there's always poetry flowing from our mouths. You'll always get a ballad, it's our little treat. It's a way to distract from our crooked teeth. Ireland, Ireland, not as pretty as the people in Thailand. Come and see the uglies in the Emerald Isle. Ireland is a celebrity place. We've got Bono, Sir Bob and Sinead.
We've got Graham Norton, Colin Farrell and Liam Neeson. Foster and Allen and a Lord de Gleason's.
We've got Marshy Whelan, Anne Doyle and Eileen Dunn, and that fella from the Commitments from Ballymun.
Marty Morrissey, Beckett and Dahi O'Shea.
Jesus Christ, it's like living in LA.
Ireland, Ireland, more celebrities than Thailand.
Come and say the rosary with Dana in the Emerald Isle.
Ireland's a magical destination. You might see a leprechaun on your vacation.
We've got flying sheep and actual fairies and battery-operated Virgin Marys.
We've got naughty priests and mad extortion. You can get anything you want except an abortion.
The best things are free, like the crack and the chat, but not the water, you can pay for that. Ireland, Ireland, more leprechauns than Thailand. Come and hallucinate in the Emerald Isle.
Ireland, Ireland, we hope we've made it sound beguiling.
Disclaimer.
Ford Vulture paid us no money to sing this